Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura, in the morning, a cold morning, are we going to invite people to start sending us their pictures? You should have to do it with your face on it, though. Wouldn't that be funny?
Stick
your face there by your dashboard and do a selfie. We don't want to just see your dashboard.
Before I left my driveway this morning, I did take the obligatory... Here is my car dashboard picture. I didn't post it anywhere yet. I figured I would come into work talk about it, and then I'll post it and share it.
Yeah, let's do that. And I want to see, because everybody loves accumulation of snow or current temperature. It's like barbershop talk. It's like, oh, it was -3 when I got my car to, oh, that's nothing. I had -7.
I live on top of a mountain, and it was -11.
I know. Everybody gets excited. So let's do that. Let's take some pictures. Here's something I haven't noticed before. While I was driving, the temperature kept changing.
Yes.
So it was like a video game. I kept watching it instead of maybe watching the road.
Right.
You know, like, oh, -7. Oh, back to 6. And then I'm driving along. Oh, -5. Oh, -3. Oh, back to 6.
Mine did the same thing this morning. But the other two things I noticed, the sound that the snow is making now because it's so cold.
Yes.
You know that crunch sound I'm talking about?
Dry, hard crunch?
Mm-hmm. That sound as I was leaving my driveway, because the drifting yesterday was incredible.
I think the wind we were supposed to get last night, we actually got yesterday afternoon and the evening.
Goodness. Yeah. Shout out to all of my listener friends out there who keep large animals outside.
Oh, they brought them all in.
Most people have. And if you don't have that capability, they normally, you know, have a run-in shelter, like a windbreak, so that they can kind of huddle up.
Yeah.
It was not fun.
No.
Feeding horses.
Did you take all five of your horses home and put them in the living room?
They're currently on my couch. They're snuggled up next to MacGyver and my cats.
You know what? I would almost believe that. I would need to see photos, but I would believe that.
No, I just...
What do horses do? Do they all huddle up under a blanket?
They do. And then most people, if you have a barn or a shed row, you bring them inside and then they kind of stay inside. Now, this morning, we'll probably let them back out, but they still have shelter in their pasture. But they all wear heavy winter blankets.
All the time?
When it's this cold, I put the blankets on, I leave the blankets on.
Oh, there you go.
But then when it gets into the 40s and 50s, I'll take them off because it kind of constricts their movement a little bit.
That'll kind of be like this weekend, like Sunday, high temperature about 45 with sun and clouds on Sunday.
Yeah, the ponies will get a blanket break this weekend. But the other thing I noticed this morning was the moon was that perfect...
Crescent moon.
Crescent, yes. That Cheshire cat smile.
Yes, beautiful.
And then Mars and Venus.
One on each side of the moon.
And so bright and so clear. I was like, oh my goodness, isn't this beautiful? So
cold.
Cold, but beautiful.
Yes.
Ask the Expert is brought to you by UPMC Susquehanna. A new...
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with late night TV. Conan's out there on the West Coast, and he wants to know how many people really care about the Super Bowl.
Are you guys getting excited at all about the Super Bowl yet? Has it happened? Are anybody here excited about this?
Wait a minute. This is...
Wow. Late onset Super
Bowl. This is what's weird. We live in Los Angeles. Are you even aware LA is in the Super Bowl? Anybody? That's pathetic. Here's a weird truth. If you know there's a football team in L.A., chances are you're probably playing on it.
It's harder to sleep in if you're...
94.1 WQKX, Tom and Laura in the morning reminding Los Angeles, hey, you're playing in the big game, you morons. There you have it. That Conan thing was funny.
That's
Did you hear the audience reaction? It was like, hey, the Rams are in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then, yay. And he's like, you guys are pathetic, but that's the truth. My daughter lives in Los Angeles. They go to the Dodgers games. Nobody watches the game. My daughter, like, looks around at people. She can't believe they're eating their quiche.
Mm-hmm.
They're checking their phones. They have no idea what's going on the field.
They have, like, specialty vegan food trucks at Dodgers Stadium in
they
LA.
They would.
They have specialty everything in Los Angeles.
Of course they do.
I visited La La Land once. Once upon a time, I spent a long weekend there.
I'm supposed to go, and I don't want to.
You should. It's
I have no interest in it.
It's something to experience once.
California sucks.
No, it doesn't. Absolutely does not. I love the ends of California. Are you ready for it? I love, like...
Because you like climbing mountains and eating roots. I like eating roots. I like northeastern part of the country. I'm going to stay here.
I like San Diego, where you can hop a trolley to Mexico.
I do want to go to California, though. I want to go there.
Fun.
All right, we've gone off the trolley rails here. All right? The fact is, the Los Angeles Rams are playing in the Super Bowl, and nobody out there seems to care.
Why do you think it's because it's a home fan? It's a home base, basically, for any other team that plays there.
You know what? That could be it. Los Angeles has too many teams, so maybe they don't follow them all. But so I go to this survey today. It says 35 states in the United States are rooting for the Rams. So I want to see if one of them's California. That would be nice.
Okay.
And it is. So there you have it.
It's probably by default than anything else.
But it's funny to see, like, oh, Pennsylvania? Los Angeles.
Really?
Pennsylvania is rooting for the Rams.
Well, I think that's because
weird that
we
Philadelphia
just...
is still rooting for the Eagles. But, you know, I...
But here's the thing. I think it's because Pennsylvanians overall hate the Patriots.
Exactly.
That is exactly right? It. There's a lot of states in the Northeast, you know, that are rooting for the Rams just so they don't have to root for the Patriots.
Exactly.
But all of New England, yeah, they're still backing Tom Brady. Alaska is, too. I don't know
that
why.
That is kind of random.
You'd think they'd want to go for the warmer temperatures.
Probably.
I don't know. But anyway, I just think it's funny, the passive feeling in Los Angeles.
Well, that's because, like, the typical L.A. resident is more wrapped up in, like...
Tofu.
Well, and this is going to sound so mean.
I was going to say LeBron and the Lakers, but that's me.
That was my next point.
They're very... introspective.
They
focus on themselves.
Sure.
Okay, but my next point was, is it the sport? Like, they're like, football, too violent.
No,
because my daughter says they don't pay attention to baseball. That's not a violent sport. Are they basketball people?
I would say, yeah, but also, too, USC and UCLA football is pretty big out there, too.
Good point. College
Maybe they're
football.
More NCAA people.
Yeah.
Yeah, great point. But Conan, man, he hit it on the head last night.
Everybody's like,
yay. Yeah, I guess. What are you doing Sunday? Oh, I just know.
Maybe y'all Rams, can... though. I just don't want the Patriots to win again.
Oh, we'll talk about that later.
Right?
Yes, we
Who's
will.
Who's rooting for who right here in
exactly.
this studio?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about that. News coming up next, 94KX.
It's Eyeland's best eye exam sale of the year, and it's going on now. Come to
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. It's cold. It's safe to say, we can say, baby, it's cold outside.
Yes, we can.
And not make anyone angry. That's how cold it is. -3 degrees, Thursday's edition of It's So Cold That actually involves Pennsylvania.
Oh.
It's so cold that Pennsylvania is having frost quakes. They're kind of like earthquakes, but they're just smaller and caused by ground freezing too quickly. I didn't hear anything about this, did you?
No.
I mean,
that's interesting. Well, I mean, the snow does sound different when it's this
cold. You mentioned that earlier.
Yes, crunching under your tires. It's that dry crunch sound. I don't know how else to describe it.
That is going on. Maybe that has to do with a frost quake. I'm going to look into that. Number two, it's so cold that crews in Chicago actually had to set the train tracks on fire to clear the ice and snow so the trains can run safely. It looked like something from a sci-fi movie.
It did. It looked really cool, but...
like Back to the Future.
Oh, my goodness, though. How scary. controlled fire? I don't know about that.
Yeah, in a tunnel? Whoa. It's so cold that some companies in Wisconsin had to cancel their beer deliveries. That's like life or death right there.
That's tragic.
And it's so cold that pictures are popping up all over social media of people doing crazy things like throwing boiling water in the air. We did that last year.
I feel like we need to have a revisit to that moment.
We need
in
to
time.
Do it again?
Yes.
Maybe we should do it with something else, though, like hot chocolate or coffee or something.
I was going to say, maybe we should try and make a cup of coffee, throw it in the air, and see if we could make brown snow.
Because there are two ways to make brown snow, and that's one of them.
That's one of them.
Okay.
And then the other thing, too, is let's throw some boiling water in the air and see what's
Because everybody's doing it.
Why not?
All right. And the number five way, you know, it's cold. Police in McLean, Illinois have arrested Elsa from Frozen.
What?
They've just arrested her because she's just...
Because she brought on an unending winter?
I guess. Yeah.
Because that's what happens. She gets mad in the movie and can't control herself. And then she just sets off deep, 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 deep snow.
Another movie I forgot to watch.
Arendelle. It's in deep, 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 deep snow.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Triangle Tech Radio.
Tom and Laura in the morning. Adele's little sister, Lauren. Let's just start the rumor now because that sounds so much like Adele.
It really does.
Yeah, I thought it was Adele when I came in. I'm like, wait a minute. No, that's not right.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song, though. But it just sounds like Adele. Mm-hmm. How come nobody sounds like anybody else? Like, why don't we have another Beatles?
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I would love that.
Why don't we have another Led Zeppelin?
I want another Beach Boys.
I know you do, Matt.
You're the only one.
Yes, I know. I'm aware.
Wasn't Oasis back in the day kind of like they talked about Oasis?
That's a good point. Every decade, there would be somebody that they would say, these are the new Beatles.
There it is.
Duran Duran in the 80s. Mm-hmm. Oasis in the 90s. I don't know who it is now,
but you
can't copy that.
Yeah.
Anyway, a cold, cold Thursday morning. Winternet is coming up next. The governor of Kentucky says America's going soft because we're canceling school on cold days. Whoa!
Oh,
there's a guy that's not getting reelected.
You know, now we cancel school for cold. Come on now. I mean, there's no ice going with it or any snow. I mean, what happens to America? We're getting soft, and I do appreciate it's better to err on the side of being safe.
Where are you going?
And I'm being only slightly facetious. It does concern me a little bit that in America, on this and any number of other fronts, we're sending messages to our young people that if life is hard, you can curl up in the fetal position somewhere in a warm place and just wait till it stops being hard. And that just isn't reality. Just isn't.
Okay, so what side are you on, first of all?
Yeah, first of all, he says
he's only being slightly facetious.
Yeah, really.
Here's the thing, Governor of Kentucky.
Here we go. Laura's winding one up.
Oh, boy.
There are kiddos who don't have coats.
Oh, we're going to go that route.
Yes. There are kiddos who don't have coats. Then have to stand at a bus stop anywhere from 10 to 20 to 30 minutes waiting for a bus to come.
Well said.
And
okay.
Then, if the bus is slightly late, that time is extended. In the dark and the cold, when experts are telling us all over television,
stay inside.
It's so cold, you should stay inside.
Five minutes
or more, any exposed skin will get frostbite. So you have these kiddos who aren't properly clothed, and that's not the fault of the parents. It's probably a little bit with maybe they don't have the financial capability of doing these things, or they have to be at work, so the kid has to get himself or herself ready. Come on now.
Okay. In other words, I bet you the governor of Kentucky has a really nice warm coat.
He probably
does. And I'll bet you it's really toasty at the governor's mansion.
He has a little assistant to go on out there and warm up his car that he's not driving. Somebody's driving for him.
All right.
No, I don't like that. No.
For so many reasons.
I just thought
he was an idiot for saying
that. But err on the side of caution. No, we do not need small children standing at bus stops in temperatures like these.
There you go.
So you delay or you close, and then you go a couple extra days when it's warmer at the end of the school year. I'm okay with that.
Winternet is next, and let us all be happy that the governor of Kentucky is not the governor of Pennsylvania. One WQKX, straight up cold this morning. -4 now in our backyard, and we asked you to post up pictures of your dad. Dashboard.
Oh my goodness. Thank you to Denise and to Ashley who are posting either on our page underneath our picture, which was from my car this morning. It was -6. Wherever Ashley is right now, it's -10.
-10.
And I agree with her. She said that she thinks today should just be closed for everyone.
Today should be closed.
And
Not just the school.
I say let's just bunker down until Friday when it's all over and then we can all reopen on Saturday.
That's a darn good idea.
Like it's
probably not good for the economy, but that's a good idea.
It's too cold to be outside.
Right.
It's going to hurt your face.
So what else we got there?
Couple of other pictures, which is awesome.
Right. Great.
I'm going to say this.
All right, go ahead.
So Tom Kent posted on Facebook.
Okay.
It's winter, LOL. We're not in Florida.
No kidding, Tom.
It's a joke.
Bud. Why is there always that one person
it's
on Facebook that has
guy.
To take the other side of
that
the argument? This isn't point counterpoint. We know where we are and it's freaking cold.
Actually, my in-laws and brother-in-law and sister-in-law, they live in Florida. They're in Florida
and
right
now. And it's cold there.
And they're losing their minds because it's 40 degrees.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
Which is like sub-zero to them.
Also, this, I feel like we should remind folks, and the Weather Channel's doing a good job on this, and AccuWeather too, that this isn't normal cold.
This is really, really
this
cold.
This is like crazy historic
polar vortex
climate
cold.
Change affected cold.
And okay, we're not the coldest spot in the world. That's the Midwest.
It is so cold in Chicago.
Here's how you keep your polar sausage from snapping off. First, take all your old mustaches, sew them into a scarf.
Cold world, snow and ice. Winter's the season I don't love.
If you're really cold, slice open and crawl inside a visiting Packers fan, okay? They got that insulating layer of cheese.
My skin's got frostbite, despite my down coat, hat, and gloves.
That's what Laura's wearing.
Right?
Scraping my windshield nearly all the time. Then slip on my steps and fall on my behind.
Ouch!
I'm out in the cold, shoveling all day.
It's cold.
To take your gloves off and text.
But text us anyway. We want to hear from
Triangle
you.
Triangle Tech graduates.
Are in the morning, 94KX with late night TV.
A Kansas man received stitches over the weekend after he was hit by his cousin's girlfriend during a game of Monopoly. The girl was going to spend the night in jail, but got out of it by rolling doubles.
Are in the morning, 94KX. Celebrity birthdays today before we get to the buddies. Justin Timberlake is 38 years old today. Oh. JT. And he was in the car going to a birthday celebration when he noticed his beautiful wife, actress Jessica Biel, had fallen asleep.
Oh,
so
oops.
He did this.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday.
I'm just preparing for our big night out. Just preparing.
She fell asleep.
Isn't that funny? He posted that on social media.
That's awesome.
Anyway, it's time for Tom and Laura's birthday buddies.
It's a short list today.
It's very short. Happy birthday to Erica Tyson from Sunbury. She's 25.
Happy birthday to Rosella Herman from Northumberland, 49 today.
Gina Horn from Danville is 39. Happy birthday.
George Heim from Turbotville is 67 today. Happy birthday. And that's it.
That's all she wrote.
Wow.
Four fine folks celebrating a birthday on this Polar Vortex Day.
With Justin Timberlake. Everybody's got a birthday.
That's right. Love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, text us 49330. Message us on the 94KX Facebook page. Or you can call us 1-800-326-94KX. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
This is the sound a McDonald's bag makes when you grab it.
Now, 94.1 WQKX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Thinking about the Ice Festival coming to downtown Lewisburg. It's the annual Heart of Lewisburg Ice Festival from Evangelical Community Hospital. Perfect weather!
Our friend Ellen Ruby is with us this morning in studio. She's the executive director of downtown Lewisburg. And oh my goodness, I don't want to say that I'm so happy for you guys that it's this cold.
It's perfect!
But in years past, it has been a little too warm for the beautiful ice sculptures in Lewisburg. And they start out the day looking awesome. And then
by Saturday afternoon, they're just like big puddles.
They're like little lumps.
That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen this year.
No.
Now, Ellen is all that executive director stuff. Yeah. But if you listen to the commercial, she's Ellen from Lewisburg. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're welcome. And you're right. This is perfect weather. It's going to be cold and clear. And it's perfect for ice.
It is perfect for ice. Now, there's lots and lots of fun happening on both Friday and on Saturday in downtown Lewisburg. So give us some details. And I'm especially curious about the polar bear plunge.
Yes.
That's on Saturday. Well, I'll start out. Friday, we have the live ice carving. Mm-hmm. Starts in the park.
Okay.
Also takes place in front of the post office.
Mm-hmm.
So that's some of our feature sculptures. There's a hidden, heart-healthy, hidden Lewisburg walking tour at 4 o'clock. Mm. Meets in the park. Concert at Campus Theater at 5:30, an a cappella concert.
Awesome.
Chocolate tour from Donald Heater Center. So that's Friday, but Saturday is
the day.
There's so much going on. Starts in the morning with the pancake breakfast put on by the Lions Club. There's the Frosty 5K. Rotary, Sunset Rotary has the Frosty 5K. The chocolate tour again happens in downtown Lewisburg businesses. But the polar bear plunge. So
that's at 2 p.m.?
The plunge itself is at 2 p.m. But
okay.
There is on-site registration. If you have not yet registered, you can still get in on the...
Cool.
You can still get...
Now, I heard through the grapevine that if the river is super icy, sometimes the plunge in the past has been canceled.
But so what's going on this year?
Okay, so this is... Yeah, so we have a plan B
this is like
year.
A cool story, though, because an individual was like really upset that it was canceled.
Yes.
And he was like, you know what? Instead of complaining, I'm going to do something about it.
That's absolutely true. And that's who heads our committee.
Oh my goodness.
This year.
Awesome. So what's plan B?
So plan B is we have these kiddie pools, and they're not the little little bitty baby kiddie pools. They're, you know, like the 6 foot, sizable, 8 foot,
yeah,
kiddie pools. And we're going to fill them up with ice and cold river water.
Oh my gosh.
And that's plan B.
And that's plan B. And
awesome.
Yeah. So, and at this time, we're not anticipating that we'll have to cancel.
Very good.
We're hearing good things.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Awesome.
Well, thank you to all the vendors up and down the street in downtown Lewisburg for supporting this year after year. And it's a great thing for the whole family, because I always see like mommies and daddies with little kids posing by the ice sculptures in front of all the stores. That's cool.
That's real. And that is what, you know, coming out to see them, but also the photo ops, that's kind of.
Well, and a lot of the downtown businesses do then also run specials and some deals. Don't forget, there's the chili cook-off. That's also by the Sunset Rotary Club. That's inside
of... That's right. And the Rotary also does the children's games in the park.
That's right.
Wow. Too, on They're Saturday, busy people.
Which is just awesome. And they've been doing it for about 10 years, I believe.
That's
all right.
Awesome.
How do we get more info?
So really, really easy, actually. Facebook users, check out the 94KX Facebook page. I'm going to share all of the details from downtown Lewisburg. The Heart of Lewisburg Ice Festival is this Friday and Saturday. And by Saturday, it won't be so frigid cold, but it'll be just cold enough that you can bundle, walk up and down the Market Street of Lewisburg, and enjoy the beautiful sculptures. So fun, Ellen.
Oh, that's absolutely right.
You'll see me Friday and Saturday. I'll be there both days.
Excellent.
All right. Thanks for coming in, Ellen.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. News is coming up next. And check on sports and AccuWeather, like we just said, with Ellen Ruby from downtown Lewisburg. Ellen from Lewisburg, as she calls herself on the commercial. What a perfect weather scenario for an ice festival.
It is, because on Friday, when they start carving and building the sculptures, it's going to still be really cold, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then on Saturday, it'll warm up just enough to make it not hurt walking around downtown Lewisburg.
Exactly. Perfectly put. So you can still bring the kids and pose for pics and, you know, take some pictures next to your favorite sculpture and Hoofnoggle Park, as it is supposed to be called.
Hoofnoggle. And I keep having to correct myself.
Because we always said Hoofnoggle. Yeah, but we found out the Hoofnoggle family wasn't happy about that.
And that's okay. Pronounce their name correctly. So it's Hoofnoggle Park.
The park is full of things to do.
And like she said, the... Lewisburg Sunset Rotary Club's Children Festival. That's in its 10th year. That big, beautiful ice sculpture, the featured ice sculpture will be there. The Town Tavern has a chili cook-off. I'm sure the Bull Run is going to have some specials. And then the rest of the
How
businesses.
Did you know the bars were going to have specials?
I don't know.
May or may not have peeked in on them?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just saying. They may or may not have specials.
Look for me. I'll be there. You going? You going on Friday?
Friday night.
Mm-hmm. I'll be there Friday.
Friday afternoon, evening. For
Sounds
dinner.
Good. News is next. 94KX.
It's the Super Days of Savings from now till the big game.
94KX. This is caller number 9.
Woo!
Who's this?
Gina Bradley.
Hi, Gina. Where are you calling from?
Lewisburg.
Lewisburg. You are qualified to win that Gilson snowboard custom made just for you.
Oh, great.
That is great. Hey, tell everybody, who has Hyundai? I'm kidding. It's
94KX.
Okay.
Lincoln? Sunbury Motors has Lincoln.
Morning on a frosty... Oh, we're up to -1 now.
Ooh, okay. Getting warmer, getting better.
We're going to do some Facebook Live coming up in just a bit from our backyard. You're going to want to see this.
We did this last year.
And in case you're new with us, you'll see us do it again.
You'll see us do it again. And kind of like that dashboard picture of the temperature, mm-hmm. This is another sort of obligatory... Let's try this and see what happens kind of thing.
All right. That'll be coming up in a bit. And speaking of the dashboard pictures, you guys have been great. Thank you.
You have. Keep those pictures coming. I'm loving everyone saying, I'm at this place in Danville. I'm here. I'm there.
Here's how cold it is here.
Here's how cold it is. That's awesome. I have to give Christy from Milton credit, though.
Uh-oh. What is she doing out there in Milton?
She screenshot the weather from her phone. And basically was like, yeah, no, I'm not going outside. Here's the temperature that it says it is outside. It's -4 in Milton. She's like, I'm staying inside, in bed. Like, absolutely not.
Well played, Christy.
I said that was a solid choice.
Solid choice. 94.1 WQKX on the way to work with Tom and Laura in the morning and late night television.
It is cold. The whole country is dealing with this crazy weather right now. The polar vortex brought the coldest temperatures in 20 years to parts of the Midwest. Midwesterners were so upset, they almost started cursing. Yeah.
Gosh darn it. It's flipping freezing.
morning, fresh off of Facebook Live. Ooh, my nose is still cold. That was fun.
It actually worked even better this year than last year.
I think it did.
Yeah, it was a nice effect.
Well, because last year, I think it was single digits. It wasn't negative. And I made sure that the water was boiling this year. So if you guys are at home, you're with the kids, and you want to try a fun, easy science experiment.
Boil some water.
Take it in a cup outside. Be super careful you don't spill any on yourself. And then toss it up into the air. It turns to snow.
Don't toss it straight up again.
No, throw it out.
And then it turns into snow before
away
it touches
from
the
you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so away from you. That was a lot of fun again this year.
Yeah, I love doing fun. That.
Check it out, Facebook Live.
Yep, on the 94KX Facebook page. It just says it's that time of year again. Negative one, time to make some snow.
There it is. We have fun here. We have fun on this show.
I mean, when it's this cold, you kind of have to infuse a little fun.
Exactly.
Into your day.
But we have fun all year round. I mean, there's a lot of boring morning radio out there, but it's not here.
We're a little goofy.
It's not here.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, a little goofy.
I was reading an article this morning that said, just because you wake up at 4 a.m. doesn't mean you're a morning person. Trust me. But hey, if you are a morning person, here's some good news for you. According to a new study, morning people are happier overall than people who stay up late at night.
That is interesting.
Perhaps some of us might want to take this home. I don't know. And that's not the only bad news for the night owls. They also suffer the risk of depression or schizophrenia if you stay up late at night.
Oh.
Meanwhile, morning people, solid, happy, fun.
That's true. I do like my 8 hours getting into bed about 8:30.
That's usually my bedtime, too. Yeah,
I try to make it at about 9, but sometimes it's watching a ball game and falling asleep on the couch, waking up at midnight, and then going to bed till 4.
Yeah, all bets are off. There's a true life story right there.
The nightly nap on the couch.
There you go. Tom and Laura in the morning with News Guy Matt. Happy people. Yeah.
On 94KX.
You may not know it, but your company's always under attack from hackers, spam.
41WQKX, Tom and Laura in the morning. And this Gilson thing is lighting up, man. It's pretty cool. Whenever you hear Winternet with Tom and Laura, sponsored by Gilson, you call in and qualify for that snowboard. When the snow stops flying, which I'm thinking is May or June.
Mm-hmm. No. Hopefully April.
Rumor has it the groundhog is going to call for an early spring this year.
Really? You think?
Yeah, they were talking about it on the Weather Channel.
Oh.
Giving the odds and the stats and, you know, everything is analytics. I don't know. Okay. So we'll see. But anyway, when the snow stops flying, we'll find out who gets that custom snowboard from Gilson. And by the way, if you want to go to gilsonsnow.com and do some shopping, use the code 94KX at checkout, and you could save $100 off your skis or your snowboard, thanks to Gilson. You're on the phone before. What's going on over there?
Okay, so we got a phone call, and this is actually really cool.
All right.
So David Ness, he works at the Selins Grove Postal Service.
Okay.
They always have us blaring in there.
Do they really?
So shout out to the Selins Grove Post Office. Yay. They do. They listen to 94KX. They listen to Tom and Laura.
Good. Thank you.
David Ness is retiring this year after 31 years.
He's retiring today?
Of service in the Postal Service. Today.
He couldn't even wait till Friday. This is great.
I think David decided, he was like, you know what? It's a bit too cold.
Yes. Hey, that's a tough job. My pop-up was a mailman. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people take jobs for granted, but that's a tough job in weather like this.
No matter what, you have to be out there, whether you're driving around and rolling down the window and putting it in mailboxes, or you're walking your route in town. So David Ness, a big congratulations. Your coworkers called in today and they wanted you to hear your name on the radio and thank you for your service of 31 years.
30 years for David. Congratulations from all of us.
Happy retirement.
From 94KX.
It's Island's best eye exam.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. So much fun this morning. It could only continue with Kyle Alexander.
Let's do a final temperature check. It is 1 degree outside.
So we're above zero now.
We are above zero. It was zero.
The entire show sub-zero.
Now it's one.
How about our road, though?
Yeah. Did you hear that noise that the snow makes underneath your tires when it's this cold? That like heavy crunch?
Like you're driving on sand.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And yesterday afternoon, I looked out and everything was clear. So I went down, shut everything off in our office, came back up and I looked out again and it was just blown over the road.
I know. The drifting was bad yesterday afternoon.
And the snow squalls were crazy.
Yeah. I loved it though. The husband got caught on Interstate 81 coming home during one of those snow squalls. So he told me he actually pulled over.
Sure.
He was like, I couldn't see anything. So he pulled over behind a big tractor trailer so that some like people could see him easier. And then it passed in like 5 minutes and then he continued on his way.
As opposed to Philly, where they just got massive wrecks everywhere around the city. I texted my daughter to make sure she was still alive. She said, Dad, I'm still in my office.
Good. Stay there until
it's gonna be a long ride home.
Yeah, stay there.
Yeah, thank goodness for Central PA. PennDOT, man, you guys are getting it done.
They have been. After that first initial hiccup where they kind of didn't do much,
they've
been out and about and early. So I'll follow the plow and be slightly late any day.
Well, it has to be frustrating with the snow drifts because you get through, you salt, you have the road cleared off, and you look behind you, and it's just like a mess.
Again.
Everybody be safe today. Stay warm.
Yep, be safe. Stay warm. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
And try and make some snow.
Do it.
Bye.